When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 61.
Guys, in this episode, we're talking about the power of getting 1% better each day. Let's do it. Hey, guys, welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, where the intent of this show is to give you the tools to win the inner game. And I love our listeners. We have the best little tribe that's ever growing.
Yeah.
But I want to give a shout out to Coach Katie Heinrichs of Montana State Volleyball. She gave us a great review. She says, "I am a collegiate coach and I love sharing episodes with my busy student athletes because they are short but jam-packed with tools. A couple of my athletes now listen often on their own." So, Katie, you're amazing. Go Pullman Greyhounds, by the way. But guys, hey, welcome back. And again, this show is about giving you tools to win the inner game. And really, it comes down to your mindset, your self-talk, your self-image. But that funnels into your habits.
Yeah.
And what peak performers are able to understand, that success is not a straight line.
No.
There's some dips and turns and dives. But if we can kind of master this concept of getting 1% better.
Yeah.
Teach and avoid the trap of instant gratification. And a book that I would love to just highlight to you guys, a few books. One is called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, but another book is called Atomic Habits by James Clear. And James Clear gives a lot of examples of stories about, you know, these atomic habits, not big, humongous habits, these like little small things that you do consistently. So it's not a lot, a little, it's a little, a lot. Does that make sense?
Yes.
A little, a lot. Yeah. And he opens up chapter one with a story about the British cycling team. For decades, for years, they did not do very well. They weren't very good. They didn't have a lot of talent. They didn't have a lot of success. But several years ago, their coach is like, "Hey, we're gonna survey everything we do as a team.
Yeah.
And we're just going to get 1% better in every single area." Not like drastic, crazy changes, but in terms of learning how to wash our hands properly so we don't get sick. About like the right sheets in our bed, like how to sleep better, how to eat better, how to get the right like gear on. Just a little bit improvements, like our seat angle. It's all these little, just 1% better, not like, again, crazy things. And what happened was, is over time, their team transformed from never winning a Tour de France to winning like four out of the last 5 years in terms of winning Olympic gold medals for their cyclists and as a group.
Yeah.
Just this concept of 1%
better
in everything changed their whole team.
Yeah.
And there's a word called Kaizen. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, Tanner? So it's actually the Japanese word for improvement, but kind of refers, according to the definition online, Kaizen refers to activities that continuously improve all functions and involve all employees from the CEO to the assembly line workers. So just like we said, 1% better all the way around, the whole team, just like I said, from the CEO to the employees, the assembly line workers. Getting 1% better in all of those down that line is going to help drastically.
And it's everyone buying in and everyone doing this together. And again, it's not these like ginormic changes.
Yeah.
And it's this concept. It's the aggregation of marginal gains. It's like the buildup of these slow marginal gains over time. And if you think about baseball, so if a baseball hitter has 500 at-bats over a six-month season, the difference between hitting 200 and 300, watch this, is just one hit a week, one extra hit a week.
Wow.
One extra hit a week yeah. is the difference between hitting 200 and 300. Wow, now, I was having this conversation. I was working mm-hmm. with a sales rep in Oregon, giving him some coaching, and we talked about, you know, listen, for his workday, you know, for the offices and the accounts that he sees, the goal is to get 5 calls in per day. Mm-hmm. So I said, what if we got one extra call a day?
Yeah.
Just one. Not 20, not 5 or 15.
Just one
extra call a day. Mm-hmm. More shots on goal for you. And we kind of broke it down. So if there's 20 selling days in a month, that's 20 extra calls a month.
Yeah.
If we did that over a year, that's 240 extra calls for the year. And that's like 2.5 months of selling extra on top of the year. Mm-hmm. So does that make sense? So if you do the math, if you're averaging 5 calls equals one day,
yep.
If you divide 5 into that number, 240, it's like 2.4 extra months of selling.
One extra
call a day. Mm-hmm. And it's this like compound effect. It's just 1% better.
Yeah.
That's going to slowly compound. So the question for you guys right now is to assess your training, assess your performance, and shift your perspective to have the understanding that it's not going to happen overnight.
No.
But if you can pinpoint one or two habits, as James Clear calls it, atomic habits, mm-hmm. what Charles Duhigg, who wrote the book, The Power of Habit, another phenomenal book, he calls it, pinpoint your one keystone habit. Mm-hmm. That you're going to do consistently. It's going to be like a domino effect that knocks about that everyone, that unlocks greatness inside mm-hmm. of you. So the challenge, guys, today is what's one or two habits that you're going to focus on and just have that patience to trust the process. And again, it's these small marginal gains over time. Mm-hmm. Like the British cycling team found, it took 4 years to get there, but they kept showing up. They kept focused on the process, and they were clear on, we're going to improve excellence in everything, but just get 1% better. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Maybe challenge to you right now, Team Money. What's one key habit this summer that you think you can focus on, just getting 1% better, that you're going to do consistently?
Probably going to – I'm going to say doing my rise journal or doing my journaling in the mornings, just to start the day off on the right note, just doing it more frequently, or getting it, and it doesn't even have to be, because right now I'm not doing it every day, and right now I'm not doing it as much as I should be, but just one more time per week, and just building up to hopefully every day. But just
let's go, guys. Again, if it's built fast, it's not built to last. Get 1% better.
Yes.
So
one more rep,
get that one extra rep in. So guys, let's go. Master your mindset, get 1% better. If you like this episode, share it.
Yes.
Give us a rating, a review, a comment. That'd be phenomenal. Guys, we care about you. We love you. And the body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.